In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Good evening. When a sports team comes to the end of their season, you'll notice that the players typically don't sit idle-handedly, but they continue to do something else. Maybe join an international team that's competing over the summer, or golfing, or something to continue their action. Although they aren't maybe in the action that they wanted to be in, as is the case for the Blackhawks, as we found out last night, they keep doing some type of action. And I bring this up not because, as you all probably know, I'm a big Red Wings fan. Okay, let's be honest, I did bring it up because I'm a big Red Wings fan. But not only for that reason, but to note that really in our lives, we don't have anything that we do other than action. In other words, even inaction in its own way is an action, is a choice that we make in our lives. And tonight, in our orthros service, in our bridegroom service that we just completed, we see juxtaposed through the hymns and through the synaxarion and the gospel reading, two people who chose their own set of action, namely the harlot and Judas. And we see in the case of the harlot, her action. We see in the case of the harlot who we celebrate on Holy Wednesday, Holy Tuesday night, in anticipation. In her sin and in her mistakes, her action is to run to the King, to run to Christ, and to anoint Him. And St. John Chrysostom, in his commentary on this very story in the Gospel of Matthew, at least, says it's noteworthy to see that her action, unlike other people who ran to Christ, was not in a public arena, but in a private place, in a home. And unlike any other person who ran to Christ, it was not for a physical issue, like the woman with a flow of blood, but for a spiritual issue. Her running to Christ was her recognition that He was the King. It was her recognition that He would rise again. On the other side, on the other hand, as we heard in tonight's hymn, we have Judas. Judas, one of the very 12 apostles who judged the harlot in her action. For the disciples said, "Lord, this myrrh could have been used for something else. It could have been sold and given to those in need." Can you imagine Judas among those 12 people, knowing he would betray Jesus, stood with them and judged her, knowing that he would, just a day later, betray Christ for 30 pieces of silver? He made the simple decision to not take an action, but to stand with the other disciples and to judge her. As many of you probably have heard, Father Thomas Hopko of blessed memory, a priest who just passed away just over a year ago, said, "Orthodoxy is paradoxy. If you want to be exalted, you must humble yourself. If you want to be first, you must be last," and so on and so forth. And what a paradoxical moment we find ourselves at right now. For the harlot who is looked on as the lowest of low finds herself recognizing the King, running to Him, so boldly to run to Him in a private house and anoint Him with precious myrrh. And he who you would expect to be the closest to Christ, Judas, with Christ for 3 years, never truly even recognized Him. What a paradox we see ourselves at. And this lesson is a really important lesson for us to take to heart tonight. And we hear that also in tonight's gospel lesson, the Pharisees, realizing the fame that Christ is starting to get after raising Lazarus from the dead a few days ago, worried about their own power, their own pride, don't pause to think, maybe this is legitimate. Maybe this is the King of Kings. Maybe this is the Messiah. But they talk among themselves how they can stop him. What a paradox. Those who probably should have recognized him first were unable to. And I just wanted to share from tonight's service what I felt to be maybe the best hymn that captures this paradox. It's on page 87 if you want to follow along. The harlot came to you, O merciful Lord, pouring out on your feet myrrh mixed with her tears. And she was redeemed of her vices at your command. But your ungrateful disciple, Judas, though he breathed your grace, he was so close to Christ that he breathed his grace, ended up rejecting it and becoming mixed in the filthy mire. He sells you in his greed. We too, as Orthodox Christians, must be mindful and watchful that we don't become the modern-day Pharisee. With these stories that we hear year after year, we're reminded over and over again that orthodoxy is paradoxy. And if that we want to be with Christ, as he tells us, we must make ourselves last. We must humble ourselves so that when we are being bold like the harlot to reach out to the other, we are glorified. Let us take that as our call tonight, to make ourselves last, to humble ourselves, to be bold like the harlot, and to be watchful that we don't become like Judas, breathing the grace of Christ who is before us tonight and not even recognizing him. Amen.